We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins. We thank you that you are good all by yourself. We thank you that you are love. We thank you that this day, Lord, we can especially celebrate the love that you have for us, the love that we have for you. We thank you that you first called us to yourself. God, you are exactly who you say. You are mighty and strong and full of grace and full of mercy. And we thank you for your long suffering. We thank you that you've chosen your people. We thank you that you've chosen us, Lord, to bless, us to heal, us to take care of, because you are the best Father ever. Lord God, we pray this morning that you will give us a word that will strengthen us, that will inspire us, that God, that will even challenge us and make us look at things differently, Lord. God, I pray that I know I don't have complete understanding of the word today, but I do pray, God, that you will continue to take us down a path so that we can grasp it, that we can believe it, so that we can know these things to be true in our hearts, so that you and you alone can receive all the glory. We pray these things by faith in you, in Jesus' name, amen. Scripture this morning is going to come out of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. I'm going to read probably verses 1 through probably 4. Yeah, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Obviously, today is Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies and to all the men. Valentine's Day is just not a day, I believe that we should show love to ladies. I think the ladies should show a lot of love to us men. But when I talk about Valentine's Day, I know where it, you know, I guess the origins of it, and people talk about it's a pagan holiday and all this. But for me and my family, when we see a rainbow, I don't think of gay pride or whatever and what that represents. You see, I think us as people of God should be tired of letting the enemy steal things that God has given to us. The rainbow doesn't represent someone's sexuality. The rainbow represents a promise from God that he will never again destroy the world by water. You see, when you see a rainbow, I want you to think of God's goodness and God's promise and how God made this beautiful thing in the sky for you and me to enjoy. It's absolutely amazing to me how willing us as children of God, as overcomers, people that have the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead working on the inside of us, how easily and how readily we are to give away the things of God. We are so easily persuaded. We are so easily moved in our walk with God that one minute we can be saying, God is all powerful, God is all knowing, God is good, God is absolutely who he says he is. And the next minute we can think of God like he's Zeus in the sky ready to throw down lightning bolts. And it may sound silly, but I promise you, if you really examine yourself, I'll speak for myself. I've done it before. I've spoken about the goodness of God, and a day or two later, I was scared that thinking God was going to punish me from heaven because I messed up or did whatever. You see, the rainbow is for you and me. Valentine's Day, I don't care how it was created. We can use it as an example to talk about the love of God. The Bible tells us that God is love. God wants us to have love, that perfect love casts out all fear. So this morning, I'm going to actually tell you a few things about the word love. How can we show somebody that we have in our lives love? How can we express ourselves to somebody? How can we ultimately show God love? And just for the sake of time, I'll just hit the last letter of the word E. But the L in love, I would say, would be for listen. If you truly love someone, if you truly love the Lord God, then you've got to be willing, we have to be willing to listen to him. You see, it's hard for me to tell Alex that I love her if I'm not willing to listen to her. And I mess up sometimes. I'll get frustrated or cut her off or whatever it may be, but I need to go back to her and say, okay, I need to listen to you. And it's the same way with God. You see, I believe a lot of our prayer time should be us sitting there before the Lord with open ears and with an open heart, listening to him. And if you want to see how important it is, try next time you go into your prayer closet, try to sit there and listen to the Lord. The enemy will throw everything in the world at you, but I promise you that if you will stay focused and stay diligent and keep your ears open to the voice of the Lord God, I promise you that God will speak. So the L would be to listen. The O in love would be to observe. One of the greatest examples of this, if you have kids or grandkids, when they jump on the trampoline or do something in sports or whatever it may be, what's something that they'll come in and tell you? Hey, come watch this, daddy. Hey, mom, come watch this. Hey, grandma. Hey, grandpa. Hey, uncle. Hey, aunt. Grandmama, whomever it may be, hey, come look at this. Come watch me do this. Before they're ready to jump into a swimming pool, watch me, daddy. Watch me, mom. Watch me. Watch me. Why? Because a kid wants you to observe them to show that you love them. They want you to see what they're doing. They want to feel appreciated. They want to feel approval. How much more so could we observe the things of God? How do we observe the things of God? We talk about them. When God performs a healing or performs a miracle in your life or gives you peace in the middle of a storm, talk about it. Share it with one another. I think one of the greatest things that we get to do every Wednesday morning is talk about the goodness of God. We observe His goodness. We observe His love. And for you, those of us that have husbands or wives, we need to observe them, show them how much we appreciate them by talking about how we appreciate the things they do for us or the things they listen to us talk about. So we have listen, observe, and the V would be verbalize or vocalize what's going on the inside of you. It would be put words to your emotions. You see, it's one thing for me to appreciate my wife, it's a whole different thing to vocalize that to her. See, it's not good enough for me to say, hey, Alex, you know how I feel, and leave the house. She wants me to say, hey, I love you. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for how hard you work. Thank you for how hard you clean. Thank you for how well you take care of the kids. When you vocalize something to your significant other or to a friend or boss or employee, it makes that person feel appreciated and loved. And when we vocalize things to God, when we tell God, God, I'm scared. God, I'm worried. God, I'm nervous in this situation. You may say, Brother Alan, but God knows our hearts. Yes, but when we are able to vocalize it or verbalize it back to Him, it's a sign of us trusting Him with the situation. It's a sign of us being able to release it. You see, most things, well, a lot of things in people's lives, we're scared to talk about because it holds too much power over us. But if I'm willing to verbalize how I'm feeling, if I'm willing to vocalize what's going on the inside of me, that's a sign of trust that I have with the Lord or with my significant other. And the E in love is express. It's to take all these three things before and it's to show. You know, the saying, actions speak louder than words. Absolutely agree with it. But it's to express, it's to listen, to observe, to verbalize, to vocalize, to express what's going on the inside of us so that people can see it on the outside. And in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. Verse 2, and now in these final days, He has spoken to us through His Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son, He created the universe. Verse 3, the Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and He sustains everything by the mighty power of His command. When He had cleansed us from all sins, He sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. This shows that the Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave Him is greater than their names. The latter part of the verse 3 right there says that Jesus is the express image of God. One of the apostles that I absolutely love to listen to says, listen, you should never think anything about God that you can't find in the person of Jesus Christ. You see, somehow many of us, probably myself included, when we look at God, we put Jesus on the side. We don't sometimes look at God as loving and kind and long-suffering like we do Jesus. We look at Jesus as the one that came to this earth that was patient and kind and was willing to help all these people and a lot of these people that didn't even ask. But brothers and sisters, the good news is this morning, the gospel of Jesus Christ is that he was the express image of God. He was exactly what and who God is made manifest for you and me. And how could God show us love? Does God listen to us? Absolutely. Does God observe us and watch over us? Absolutely. Does God vocalize to us? Does he verbalize to us how he feels about us in his word? Absolutely. But the greatest gift that God could give to mankind, that God could give to you and me this morning, the absolute greatest gift was that he could express himself to us. And the way that God chose to express himself to us was to send his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. The greatest way for God to show us love, the greatest Valentine's Day present that you and me could ever receive, the greatest expression of love on the planet was God deciding to make himself incarnate in the Word. He showed us. He didn't say, listen, I want you to do it this way. The Bible says that he was the expressed image of God. So God decided to step down from heaven. Was God still in heaven? Absolutely. But Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. You may say, Brother Allen, you can't be 100% of two different things. God can. You see, God doesn't work by our mathematics. God doesn't work by our rules, praise the Lord. When Jesus came down to this earth, God chose to put himself in the flesh, and he chose to express how he felt about you and me this morning. That's good news, brothers. That's good news, sisters. That means that when we go through pain or we go through trials and tribulation, that God is not a God that just sits far away in the heavens that we can pray to and sometimes he hears our words. It doesn't mean that sometimes God is so far away that regardless of how you and me feel, God still chose to express himself to us. And he did it yet while you and me were sinning. You see, he didn't wait for us to get holy. He didn't wait for us to set ourselves aside or to be consecrated or to pay our tithes or to fast or to do these things that I believe we should do. When we were in the middle of our mess, when we were in the middle of calling on every name but his, he still decided to send his son to express how he felt about you and me. Don't let something God did over 2,000 years ago lose power. You see, it's still powerful today how he chose to express himself to us. See, God doesn't have a problem listening to us, observing, verbalizing how he feels, and expressing himself to us. But I want to challenge us this morning and ask, what's stopping us from listening to him? What's stopping us from listening to people around us? What's stopping us from taking a minute and observing the things of God or observing a loved one's? Why do we feel we're so busy that we can't just stop? A lesson that the Lord is teaching me here past few months is learning how to just stop. I've not perfected it by any means, but every time I'll stop and just take in what's going on around me, I'll stop and observe the kids doing this and playing with each other. And every single time I do it, God brings me a peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm learning to verbalize how I feel. I'm learning to verbalize how I feel to God, even though God already knows, because that's what's releasing some things in my life. What's stopping you and me from talking about things to others around us because we think we'll be judged, or we think that somebody will look at us and think we're not so spiritual or think we're weak? Well, brothers and sisters, the good news is you and I are weak without the Spirit of the living God. We are not enough without the Spirit of the living God. Each one of us has adversities. Each one of us has trials. Each one of us has some things that we need to be willing to share with people around us. Does that mean go on Facebook and type in all your weaknesses? Absolutely not. That'd be foolish. But it does mean to have some brothers and sisters in the Lord that you trust and that you know have your back, and ultimately talk to God about some things. Don't allow the enemy to make you feel like maybe your personality's not as expressive as other people's. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you something. When God in His glory, when God in His mercy, God in His love, God in His kindness chose you, yes, you, to die on the cross for your sins, that has got to force an expression outward. It's got to force, it may not look like mine, but it's got to force something on the inside of you to want to express how much you appreciate that. In closing this morning, I went to the car wash yesterday, and I hadn't even told Alex about this yet, but I went to the car wash yesterday and went to the car wash, and I was going to vacuum my car because I had to take it to get the oil changed, and there was a lot of like grass and stuff in there. So I began to vacuum it and, you know, going through the motions or whatever, and I was in a hurry because I didn't want to be late for the oil change or whatever. And I was in a hurry, and I was vacuuming like crazy, and all of a sudden I heard like a funny noise, and it was like a piece of paper was caught up in the vacuum. And I kind of turned the vacuum nozzle over, and I looked down in there, and there was a bill. It looked like a $50 bill in there. And I was like, oh no, you know, I didn't want it to get sucked all the way up in there. So most of the time I freak out about something like that, but I kind of was calm and collected, and I was like, man, I don't want to lose this. So I began to look for, you know, something around me that I could kind of maneuver to stick down in there and pull the bill back up. I couldn't find anything, so I went inside, and there's a guy in the car wash that was extremely gracious, and he was very, very kind, and he ran out there real fast, and ultimately he got the bill out, and he handed it to me, and you know, I told him thank you or whatever. And I was getting back in the car, and I looked down at the money, and it wasn't actually a $50 bill, it was a $100 bill. And I was like, Lord, I could have lost that. And instantly, I'm telling you, instantly, the Lord began to talk to me about what had just happened. He began to show me and talk to me about love. He began to show me that if I would have freaked out, if I would have just counted it as a loss, if I would have just said, oh, there's no hope for it, or frantically swung it around, that I probably would have lost it. But because I was willing to ask for help, because I was willing to not go crazy this time and be irrational and get crazy and get mad and frustrated, because I was willing to set it down and go in and ask, that I thought I lost a $50 bill, but I actually gained a $100 bill. And God began to minister to me and show me that that's a lot of the times in life, that's how we are. We're like that $100 bill. We're under a lot of pressure, we're under a lot of distress, but if we'll just hold on until God sends somebody our way, then God will always send a rescue. You see, God allowed somebody to help me to not only give me what I thought was going to be $50, but it was ultimately double for my trouble. It was ultimately something greater than what I thought it was going to be. And I want to encourage you this morning, that if you're under some distress, that if you feel like things aren't going your way, that if you feel like there's pressure pulling you in different directions, then just hold on. Hold on to the things of God. Be willing to listen to God. Be willing to observe God. Be willing to vocalize how you're feeling to God. And I promise you that God will express Himself to you. God will show you love in the middle of your trial. God will show you love in the middle of your pain. God will show us love because He loves His children. Don't separate how Jesus acted with how God acts. You see, what God has taken me down the past couple weeks is showing me, listen, you don't have to think of me like Zeus or a judge in heaven ready to throw down lightning bolts. Look at me like the same way, Alan, like you look at Jesus. Look at me as patient and kind. Look at me as a man that's willing to wait. Look at me as someone that's willing to hold on until you understand. You see, this morning it's Valentine's Day, and I refuse to let the enemy have a greater love than the creator of the universe. You see, this morning I refuse to let the rainbow mean any other thing than God's promise. And I want to encourage you this morning, whether you have a significant other or not, don't you feel unloved. Don't you feel less than, because God sent his only begotten son to show you love. He died to show you love. And hallelujah, this morning, he got up out of that grave after the third day to show you love. God is in love with you. God is fascinated by you. God delights in showing you mercy. God delights in showing you kindness. And hallelujah, this morning, he delights in you. He loves you. He has created you in his image. He has created you in his likeness. You are exactly what God is in love with. That's a powerful statement this morning. In your sin right now, in any shortcoming you have right now, God is in love with you. That's a word. God is in love with you. And if God is in love with you, he will stop at nothing to bring himself back to you. It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. It is God and God alone that called us to himself. And I want to honor him this morning. I thank you, God, that you love us. Let's pray. God, I thank you that perfect love casts out all fear. I thank you, Lord God, that you have called us to be ambassadors. I thank you that you have called us to be great. I thank you, God, that in no matter what situation we're facing right now, I thank you that you are desiring to express yourself to us. God, I pray that the word this morning will show us, will express to us exactly how you feel. Lord, when I think of all the mess that I've made, God, when I think of my shortcomings, and I know that you are still right there. God, when I think of the woman at the well, when I think of the lady that you healed that had the issue of blood, God, in their mess, you were right there to look in their eyes. You were right there to pick them up. And I thank you this morning that you first loved me. God, it was you that brought on this relationship. It was you that have called us. It's you that speak to us. It's you that blesses us. And God, hallelujah, this morning, it is you that's going to keep us. God, I thank you for everything that you're doing for us. And Lord, give us a spirit of strength. Give us a boldness on the inside that we refuse to let the enemy have the rainbow. We refuse to let the enemy have love. We refuse to let the enemy have anything that belongs to you. God, I pray this morning that nobody will feel less than, that nobody will feel unloved. I pray that when we feel confused or when we feel weak, that we'll automatically go back to you and say, God, you show us how you feel about us. God, express to us the love that you have for us. God, we love you this morning. And by faith, I consider all these things done. And Lord, just on the back end, Lord, I thank you for whatever Brother Kevin's talking about, how you're blessing the business, God. And I thank you that that's just the beginning. I pray for a smooth path, God. I pray, God, I pray this morning that it will be smooth and easy and that you will give him the confidence to know that it's you. Lord, I pray for every person that works at that business and everybody that will hear this message. I pray that you will continue in this economy to bless them financially, bless them physically, bless them spiritually, because you choose to express yourself to us. You are good, Lord, and you're exactly who you say. And by faith, we consider these things done. In Jesus' name, amen.